As a result of a humorous book in 1969 called The Peter Principle, a now well-known theory that anything that works will be used in progressively more challenging applications until it fails. This theory, for instance, says that everyone has a point in which their highest level of competence is reached, beyond which they become incompetent. To go beyond the point of the highest competency level to incompetence is to have the Peter Principle come into reality. This principle confirms the fact that everyone has their limitations. You know, I have found this to be true in other aspects of life also. Throughout the years, I have noticed, for instance, that the business world is particularly subject to the Peter Principle. Time and time again, thriving small businesses fall to the temptation to become even more successful and profitable by dramatically expanding their operations. For instance, a retail store may add on square footage or even open a second or third store, only to find that the bottom line was less than before the expansion. Many times it spells doom to the entire business. I was involved in one of those when I worked at Inner Harbor Lumber and they expanded to a second store, the Peter Principle. Down the tubes. The fact is that expansion leads them beyond their capabilities to be effective and productive. And that is when they succumb to the Peter Principle. Time and time again, another illustration of this is that I've seen it within the church. It happens when they reach a size that they can no longer realize their ability to be personally involved within the fellowship of Christ. Their emphasis changes since they have to expand their facilities and the maintenance of their institution. The fellowship becomes secondary, losing the fact that it was that fellowship which originally gave the church life and success. Institutional success lured them into the realization of the Peter Principle. The tragedy is that they do not realize their entrance into the zone of the principled failure, or as the writer of Ecclesiastes states, quote, as it is unhappy business that God has given to human beings to be busy with. So all the deeds that are done under the sun, and see, all is vanity, and they're chasing after wind. So far, we at Epiphany don't have to worry about that. We need to perhaps reach out a little bit more at this point. But the Peter Principle is that point in life beyond which all is vanity and failure looms around each corner. It is that point in life in which goals and dreams are held captive to greed, to excessiveness, to power, to pride, to false hope. This is the warning that Jesus gave to one of his followers. Now look, take care. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. For one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions. In other words, To be controlled in life by greed and excessiveness pushes you beyond the real meaning in life, and thus beyond the capability of living true self-worth. This is a form of the Peter principle, since you enter the level of life which denies who you really are, a child of God, and what you say you wish to believe. The parable in which Jesus gives the consequences of such a direction in life is well known. There was a man who had become highly successful in life. He was so successful that his abundance was so great that he decided to expand his operations in order to save and extend his wealth. But he crossed the threshold as to what was important to him. A life full of greed and luxury to the exclusion of all else. He had more than what he needed. He had more than what he needed to live comfortably. But he thought that such actions would give him a more meaningful life. He was not satisfied with enough, but pushed on for more and more and more and more, bigger and bigger. He went beyond the point of seeing that life was more than which he could store up for himself. He failed to see life's true meaning. That the true meaning was well beyond loving himself and fulfilling his own greed. He had reached God's concept of the Peter principle. For that concept discerns the level of incompetence is when one's self-interest becomes the primary motivation of life. That level of incompetence is when there is the denial of loving God and loving one's neighbor as oneself. The successful man quickly discovered that his efforts ended up not being of any use to him. His dreams of being able to say, "Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many, many years. Relax, eat, drink, and be merry." That all came crashing down. God's response to his actions was, "You fool. This very night your life is being demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be?" The writer of Ecclesiastes states it in another way. "So I turned and gave my heart up to despair concerning all the toil of my labors under the sun. Because sometimes one who has toiled with wisdom and knowledge and skill must leave all to be enjoyed by another who do not toil for it. This also is vanity and a great evil." Now, where does that leave us? Since we all have our Peter principles, and especially since we all play cat and mouse with God's concept of that principle, Paul, I believe, gives us the answer of how to avoid the pitfall of going beyond that which is living a competent life in God's love. Paul states, "So if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. You know, in this Paul is stating that if we are so motivated to live the life which is exemplified in Christ, then we must rise above being slaves to the temptation of greed and excessiveness. These temptations result in earthly treasures which bear unfulfilled and meaningless lives. They only bring temporary joy, but the joy which goes on living is that of God's love. There's no greater meaning and joy in life than to live this love. It is through love that life actually finds fulfillment. I can think of nothing else which can give greater fulfillment in life. It is interesting that there is no greater principle in God's love, for there is no level or limitation to its fulfillment. Likewise, there is no greater principle in love itself as we live it. Such a limiting principle only happens when we deny our ability and our need to love and be loved. I'm going to digress for a couple minutes here. In a way, I have experienced this past week or 2 weeks. I found out two things. I found out in the entertainment world, for instance, America's Got Talent, programs like this. They give you fame, they give you glory. But boy, do you pay for it. If you just appear on their show, you have to sign a contract for 2 years that they basically own you. For instance, if you're a singer, for instance, Connor, if you sign that contract, you could never sing in that production that you're in. They control everything. You could not sing in your school and be a part of those activities. For glory? And I've seen it perhaps destroy a career of a young woman who is really struggling now, and that's Jackie Evancho. She had to sign a 5-year contract. Oh, she got fame. But how long has it lasted? Did she reach her Peter principle? On the other hand, this 2 weeks allow me to see something else. We may think people have gone to hell in a handbasket and only look out for themselves. You know, I've found that not to be true. I got a whole new perspective. When I had car problems, developed a fuel leak, people were so helpful. Found a small repair garage who, when I went in there and told him my problem and situation, he put everything aside and worked on my car so I could continue. Not only that, he fixed it so I could temporarily get to Milwaukee to a Volkswagen dealer. And on a busy Saturday morning, the Volkswagen dealer fit me in almost immediately to replace the fuel filter that had gone bad. You know, nobody asked me who I was. Nobody asked me my beliefs. Nobody asked me my political affiliation. But they were just kind. And I found that throughout my trip. People were generally warm and kind. You know, they found the fact of that joy of helping someone. And I found the joy of receiving that help. They didn't go beyond their Peter principle. Because they couldn't. Not when you're helping someone and being kind. But, you know, there is a real danger in life when we become so taken up by excessiveness and the inability of failure in this pursuit that we become embittered towards life. All that has been our dreams may just be denied to us, and thus life not only seems meaningless and empty, but leaves us without any self-esteem and no hope, no less the inability to love. This may come by way of a physical death, but for certain, it is very much a death of the spirit. It is then that we can empathize with Ecclesiastes. I hated all my toil in which I had toiled under the sun, seeing that I must leave it to those who came after me, and who knows whether they will be wise or foolish. Yet they will be master of all for which I toiled and used my wisdom under the sun. This also is vanity. But the good news, as I found out over this vacation, that all is not vanity. All of life is not governed by the Peter principle. No. Not at all, for we know that God's answers that negativity, since through grace, he sent Jesus to give us the good news. I came that they may have life and have it more abundantly. This abundance is finding the limitless fulfillment of God's love. There is no level of failure in this love. Even death cannot destroy it, for God's love lives on through eternity for us. So the good news is that we need not be limited by any Peter principle in our lives. When we live this life of God's love, for love knows no limitation. It knows no limitation. That's the good news. Amen.